Well, good morning and welcome everyone to Cass Lake Bena High School, day two of the Section 7A Individual Wrestling Tournament, heard here on You Are There Sports. We've got Wrestleback Round Acton coming up, and we are going to start our day with 113-pounder Sebastian Morzeka. He'll be on the far mat. There are two mats down on the floor. It'll be Sebastian Morzeka against Bo Burke of Ogilvie. As the wrestlers are coming out onto the mat, a Grammy-nominated rendition of the national anthem just performed by the Black Duck coach. The 106-pounders are underway in their wrestle back. That would be Carson Cullum of Aiken and Trevor McKenzie of Deer River. He was the number two seed that got upset by Brandon Funk 5-2 last night. So we're awaiting. There's Sebastian stripping off the warm-up, and here he comes, Sebastian Morzeka against Bo Burke of Ogilvie. And Sebi out on the middle of the mat. Dennis Lenz will be reffing his match. We're awaiting the young man, Bo Burke. This would get you into a third place match and continue your hopes for a true second later on today. And also, a loss eliminates you, of course. So, a lot at stake in this first session. Well, we have that is not that is Gravel and Williams of CI over there, so I'm not sure what happened to the 113 match for Warzeka. Sebastian was out and had stripped off the warm-ups, and all of a sudden they moved to a 120 match. So there was a forfeit in there, and I'm guessing that Bo Burke is the man that forfeited out of that match, because Sebastian was out there and ready to go. The Ogilvie team is over to my right. We'll try and find out what just happened there. And McKenzie has just picked up a fall at his 106 match.
Pierce kid didn't show up. Didn't forfeit.
No, the Pierce kid was out there. Are you sure that?
Burke
wins? Okay.
Are you on air? He never showed up for weigh-ins.
Okay. All right, so Bo Burke of Ogilvie will move on. And we're not sure. We'll try and get a hold of one of the Pioneer coaches. The next wrestleback then for Pierce, as we look at 106, we'll have Brandon Funk in the finals. He will get Trevor Jansen of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. At 120, Jake Andres will be in the finals today. Jake's opponent, Jace Geving of Deer River. At 126, Austin Reduns will get Black Duck Cass Lake Bena's Trenton Juleson. That's a wrestle back round. Brandon Ortman in the finals at 132. He'll get Trey Fairbanks of Deer River. At 138, Reese Kapsner's in the finals. And he gets Kevin Blazek.
Sit up, sit up, sit up.
Blazek out of Crosby Ironton. He knocked off a number one seed, the only one seed to go down yesterday. That was Justin Bruss. That was a sudden victory win. And Bruss out of Nashua Keewatin Greenway High School. Andrew Tamala is in the finals. That's at 145. His opponent from Nashua is Bryce Smith. That's a 1-2 seed. Andrew the top seed. At 152, a final matchup of Jalen Jansen against Ian Frenzel of Black Duck Castlake Bena. At 160, Luke Gertz has a wrestle back later on against Mitchell Stevenson of Aiken. 170, Logan Leese will take on Matthew Jeska, Nashua Keewatin Greenway. That's a wrestle back round. 182, Brett Kapsner in the finals. Brett gets Jacob Schimmick, Deer River in the finals. 195, Pierce's Matt Cummett is in the finals against Jonathan Schmidt of Black Duck Castlake Bena. 220, Carson Halls will be in the wrestle backs against Crosby Ironton's Eli Leese. Carson lost a 4-overtime decision, ultimate tiebreaker, to Hunter Wilkowski yesterday in the semis. And also at heavyweight, an ultimate tiebreaker loss for Troy Fisher at heavyweight. He lost to Jared Rabbit of Deer River. So Troy in the wrestle backs. And he will get Braden Willis of Mille Lacs area in a wrestle back round. So we're underway here in day two here at Castlake Bena High. And our next matchup should be Austin Redunds at 126. That should be the mat right down in front of us here. So they are at 113, so a couple of matches away. We'll take our first break. We'll come back. Should have Austin Redunds coming up in a couple of minutes here on You Are There Sports from Castlake Bena High.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get four lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$40 per month, $110 access fee, less $10 auto-pay and rolling discount, plus $20 line access for smart auto-pay and fee for billing required. Under 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may prioritize your data behind other rising customers during network congestion. See DZW.com for details.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Go ahead and start.
Hi, I'm Kendra Sakala.
And I'm Alice Clemens Varney.
We are sixth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
This is what parents love about Holy Trinity Catholic School. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of our environment, with daily opportunities to participate in growing closer to Jesus.
The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. The school curriculum gives us a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Check out Holy Trinity for your child's education. It will be the best gift you can give your family. New family open house will be at 6 o'clock p.m. on Monday, March 6th.
For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce,
call 468-6446.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hello, this is Bob Gruber from the Piers Fire Department. Remember to have your fireplace and wood stoves inspected before you begin to use them each year. Also, have your chimney cleaned to remove creosote, which can ignite and start a chimney fire. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ricky Smoody. We like to take this time to thank all of our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Casey Brashovsky at the state AAA contest, Sarah Thompson at BPA State, the FFA teams at state and band, and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotics and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Piers Athletics music and activities. Go Pioneer!
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Welcome back to Cass Lake High School. We are underway in the wrestle back rounds. The Pioneers have had one potential matchup so far, and that ends up being a forfeit as Sebastian Warzeka, the word I'm getting, did not make weight, so he forfeits out of the tournament to Bo Burke of Ogilvie. Up next should be Austin Redunds at 132 pounds, or excuse me, 126. Lucas Pop, sick this weekend, so unable to compete here, and feel bad for him as a senior. Not able to compete here, just no gas in the tank. So hopefully Lucas is able to fully recover and get ready for next Thursday and the team tournament. We've got Walker Hackensack Akeley and Black Duck Castlake Bina going at it in front of us. Two mats on the floor here. So we're down to five wrestle backs left in this round. Redunds will be the first to actually take the mat. Then we slide down the weights. Pioneers have championship matches all the way then from 32 to 52 until 160. Then we'll get the next round of wrestlebacks, and that would be Luke Gertz. Luke lost a nail biter yesterday. He lost 8-6 to the number one seed in overtime. So he'll try and battle his way back through the wrestle back round for Luke Gertz.
Good shot, Mikey. Finish him.
Nice crowd here in Cass Lake. Bleachers on both sides of the gym. Two mats are down on the floor.
Oh, you had him in there stepping.
Looks like there's about to be a fall over there, and there is. And that looks like a 106 wrestle back. And that would be, I believe, Michael Gunn of Walker Hackensack Akeley Nevis moving on. So the 126 rounders are up on mat two, 120 pounders. So we're awful close. I'm going to guess that Austin Redunds is on deck on the mat right in front of us.
Hey, get him to step in on more.
They're at 120, 4-4, minute 17 to go, second period. It's a pretty good matchup here between Michael Staples from Black Duck and Carter Retke of Walker Hackensack Akeley Nevis. 4-4 with a minute to go in the second period. For Austin Redunds, his opponent from Black Duck Cass Lake Bena will be Trenton Juleson. Austin yesterday lost his first rounder to Crosby Ironton's Adam Christopher by a 9-2 decision. Meanwhile, Juleson won his first rounder by a fall over Hunter Anderson of Ogilvy, but then lost in the semis by fall to Aiken's Silas Berg. Retke with a cradle here on Staples down in front of us. This is Walker and Black Duck going at it, two neighboring communities up here in the Northland. Pioneer crowd looks like they're off to my right. Getting ready to cheer on Austin Redunds. Going to the third period. So we're about 2 minutes away now from Austin. I don't see Austin limbering up anywhere. I'm sure he's somewhere in a hallway, maybe jogging, getting loose, but he's got Juleson coming up from Black Duck Cass Lake Bena High. So Redunds coming up when we return. It's Piers at the Section 7A individuals. All 14 were still alive until about 10 minutes ago. We're down to 13 now, with Sebastian Warzeka being the first man out. Racky from Walker Hackensack has built a 7-4 lead now. Pretty good match here. Racky a lot taller, long and lanky. Referee, this is Dennis Lenz over there on mat two. Kind of the same crew of referees that worked the team tournament in Walker last weekend, it looks like. Final minute of the match, I believe, prior to Redunds. I believe they'll move to 126 on this mat next. They're at 126, the other half, on mat two over there. So when we come back, we'll have Austin Redunds on the mat for the Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Get ready for the 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at PiersFreedomFest.com or select Piers and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Welcome back, and we've got Austin Redunds in front of us. 126 pounds, and here we go with Trenton Juleson of Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bena. And they are just underway. First hookup between the two. Redunds and Juleson here. Redunds a sophomore, Juleson a freshman. Front headlock in by Juleson, blocked nicely there by Austin Redunds. There's a roll by Juleson into a cradle. He'll try and run this around here, and he'll get the two. He gave up on the cradle but got the takedown, and he's up two zip now on Redunds. 40 seconds into the match. Cheap tilt here by the Bears. Trenton Juleson, a record of 21-18 coming into this individual. Austin was 13-18.
Run it!
He's got a good wing in here. He's going to bring Austin around. Almost had him rolled over for a tilt.
Run it!
2-0 lead for Juleson of Black Duck. And Redunds. Neutral yet, says the referee.
What are you talking? Those are points.
Juleson trying to pull him back, and now he's starting to get a count. Redunds trying to fight off and pull himself back. Now he does, but Juleson still in with a tight hammer here, and he pulls Austin again back to his belly here. Haven't put up the near fall yet. Now they go up on the board, two of them, and it's a 4-0 lead with 12 seconds left. And here comes the Juleson tilt again. Final seconds, and he'll tack on scoring points here. And at the end of a period, Trenton Juleson with a 6-0 lead over Austin Redunds. And starting in the down position here is Juleson. Six nothing for Juleson. Austin on the left hip. There's a clean whistle start. Bump forward here by Austin. Redunds throws a little cross face in, trying to hook that leg. 6-0 lead for Juleson here. Loser eliminated. This might be Austin's last match of the year if he can't come back, because Lucas Pop likely to fill back in at the 126 spot at team when we get there to St. Paul next weekend or next week. Lucas out with an illness this weekend. So Redunds filling this spot at 126. There's a stall called on Juleson. 110 to go. Austin's getting back points. Redunds catches him. He's got a good cradle on here. Redunds with his patented cradle on. He's got three near fall. So he's cut the lead in half. He'll try and tighten this up. Redunds able to turn Juleson here in the second period. He's still got 45 seconds. Austin Reduns. Holding and sinking down on that cradle. Almost like he's whispering in his ear there. Go down. Now he leans back a little bit. And there's the fall. Reduns trailing 6-0 gets a fall. He catches the cradle on Juleson and finishes him. Great job, Austin Reduns, to come from behind with the win. A second period fall for Austin. Great job by the sophomore. So the Pioneers move Reduns into a third place match. It's nice to have a go-to move, and that's the cradle of Austin Reduns, and he caught him with it. He had him in it for about 45 seconds, and then he just kind of leaned back, and that brought the shoulders down for Juleson. And Austin Reduns is on to a third-place match later on today here in Cass Lake.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893. When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs, or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Hi, this is Bob Otremba with the Piers Fire Department. If fire broke out tonight while you were sleeping, would you and your family get out alive? Develop a home fire escape plan now and practice it regularly. And remember, if there's a fire, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ricky Smooty. We like to take this time to thank all of our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Casey Bershofsky at the state AAA contest, Sarah Thompson at BPA State, the FFA teams at state and band, and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotics and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Pierce Athletics music and activities. Go Pioneer!
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Welcome back to Cass Lake Bena High. Rick Grammond with you. You're listening to the Section 7A Individual Wrestling Tournament here on You Are There Sports this morning. We are working our way through the wrestleback round, semifinal wrestlebacks. So far, Piers 1-1 on the day. A pin for Austin Reduns after trailing 6-0 in the second period. He gets a good tight cradle on Trenton Juleson and finished him off. He was down 6-0 after a period. Started on top, turned him, cradled him, and finished him. So Reduns will go for third later on. He's still got a shot at a true second match. Eight individuals are in the finals later on. Not sure what time those are scheduled to start, but these wrestleback rounds are going the full 2-2-2. And right now we're at 132 and 138 pound matches. The next Pioneer to step on a mat in a wrestleback will be Luke Gertz, and that'll be at 160. There's some blood time on the mat down in front of us. The number one seed at 138 is underway over in his wrestle back. And he's there because he got upset in the semis by Kaven Blazek of Crosby Ironton yesterday. That is Justin Bruss of Nashua Keewatin Greenway. And right now he's going against a wrestler from Walker Hackensack Akeley, Drew Erickson. The guy that beat the one seed, Blazek from Crosby Ironton, will be the opponent for Reese Kapsner in the 138 final. Reese was a 12-3 winner over Drew Erickson, who's out there right now facing the number one seed. That was in the quarters yesterday. And then in the semis last night, a real nice win for Reese, 6-1 over Lucas Ripplinger of Black Duck Castlake Bena. And Ripplinger is the individual that defeated Reese 4-2 in the team competition last weekend in Walker. So a really nice turnaround win there for Reese defeating Ripplinger. Reese is the two seed in this tournament, and you've got to think now that he might be the favorite to win the 138 class after the number one seed gets upset yesterday in the semis. But who knows? Anything can happen. Got to come to wrestle. We found that out late yesterday where the Pioneers almost pulled a couple of shockers in the two upper weights. You had a couple of ultimate tiebreaker losses for the Pioneers at 220 and 285, including Troy Fisher at heavyweight, who lost to the number six heavyweight in the ultimate tiebreaker, Jared Rabbit, last night. It'll be Rabbert against Chase Johnson of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena in the heavyweight finals. Carson Hulls, who wrapped up the team title with a win 9-6 over Hunter Wilkowski last weekend. Last night, it was Wilkowski getting a little bit of redemption. He won the ultimate tiebreaker win over Carson. So both Hulls and Fisher are now going to have to work their way through the wrestle back rounds. I see Coach Mark Jensen over there, front row of the bleachers. He's having a serious conversation there with Troy Fisher. Troy, of course, in his first year out for the Pioneers, and pretty good guy to have in your ear at this time of the year. The tournament time is head coach Mark Jensen. So Luke Gertz at 160 pounds. He was almost an upset winner yesterday. He lost to a one seed, 8-6 in overtime. Pioneers came, well, that overtime loss to Luke and the two ultimate tiebreaker losses to Hulls and to Fisher. Pioneers were awful close to having 11 guys in the finals. They do have 8. Both wrestleback rounds now are at 138 pounds. It looks like the number one seed over there is starting to seize control. That would be Justin Bruss of Nashua, Keewatin, Greenway against Erickson from Walker, Hackensack, Akeley. The other one here is Mille Lacs Area's Joe Carlson against Black Ducks' Lucas Ripplinger. And right now, Ripplinger with a 4-0 lead late first period in that one. We'll take a look at the road to the finals for the 8 individuals that have won a couple of matches, or in some cases, one match with a bye thrown in for guys like Brett Kapsner and such. And we'll do that when we come back. Some wrestleback rounds underway here, waiting on Luke Gertz's match. We have Sebastian Warzeka eliminated and Austin Redunds moving on so far. A fall for Austin to advance to a third place match and keep his season alive as an individual. So we'll be back. We'll take a look. Starting with Brandon Funk at 106. Big win for Brandon yesterday in the semifinals. We'll talk about that and all the finalists when we return to You Are There Sports.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available.
work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own, or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
All right, welcome back to Cass Lake Bina High. Lucas Ripplinger, a Black Duck with a fall to advance to the third place match against the number one seed, Justin Bruss, who just finished off a 16-2 win over Joe Carlson of Mille Lacs area. So the third place match at 138 is Ripplinger Bruss, fifth place Carlson Erickson, and the championship is Reese Kapsner against Kaven Blaszek. Young man, watch out there. 160 pound for Luke Gertz is our next wrestle back, and we are moving up to 145 now. They're underway here, so two matches away from a Gertz appearance. But let's take a look now at the road to the finals for the eight Pioneers that were able to advance. We'll start at 106 pounds, where Brandon Funk, with a fall over Rhett Hudoba of Ogilvy in the quarterfinals. And then Brandon pulled off an upset over the number two seed, defeating Trevor McKenzie of Deer River 5-2 in the semis. And it'll be Funk against the top seed, Trevor Jansen. Black Duck Cass Lake Bina. That'll be a rematch in the team 106 matchup. Jansen defeated Brandon 7-1 last weekend. See if Brandon can turn that around. So Funk with a couple of wins, a fall, and a decision to get to the finals. At 120 pounds, the Pioneers have seventh-ranked Jake Andries in the finals. Jake's a returning state entrant for Piers, looking to get back to the XL. He will get Jace Geving out of Deer River, the number one seed. Jake is the two seed. Jake yesterday picked up a fall in the quarterfinals over Austin Milstead of Nashua Keewatin Greenway. And then he decisioned Crosby Ironton's eighth-ranked Nate Williams as the number seven and number eight-ranked 120-pounders went head-to-head here, with Andries winning that one 6-1. Jake against Geving. And Jace Geving comes in as the number four-ranked 120-pounder. So that'll be a tough task there for Jake Andries. But Jake will give it his best effort, and we'll see if he can pull off another upset here. The rankings at 120, you've got St. Charles' Mark Baringa. It was Baringa of St. Charles that ended up pinning Jake in the first round of the state tournament last year down in the XL. That was at 113. The defending 113-pound champ from Pipestone is Hunter Burnett. He's ranked second. Tanner Schermerhorn of Frazee is ranked third. And then it's Geving of Deer River, ranked fourth. The next finalist for the Pioneers will be at 132 pounds, and that'll be Brandon Ortman, the number one seed here and the fifth-ranked 132-pounder in the state of Minnesota in Class A. Brandon's road to the finals yesterday began with a pin over Dominic Holcomb of Nashua, Keewatin, Greenway in the first period, and then he picked up a 19-8 major win over Luke Pilarski of Aitken. And the opponent for Ortman will be Deer River's Trey Fairbanks, a freshman, came in 26-7. Fairbanks with two decisions yesterday, 5-2 and 8-4. He had to battle his way into the finals, where Brandon kind of dominated his way into the 132 finals. Getting close here to Luke Gertz. We got a couple of near falls. There's one there to move that one to 152. The other mat is on 152 right now. So we're awful close to a Luke Gertz appearance at 160. At 138, Reese Kapsner will be a finalist for the Pioneers. Reese yesterday with a major 12-3 over Walker Hackensack Akeley Nevis's Drew Erickson in the quarters. Reese is the number two seed at 138. Reese then defeated Lucas Ripplinger 6-1. We talked a little bit about that, a turnaround from the team competition that Ripplinger won 4-2. The opponent is Kevin Blazek, a junior, 28-9. Reese is ranked 10th in the state at 138. Blazek is not ranked. They're at 160 now here on the mat in front of us, so that means that Reese will be over on mat number two, which is the far mat here. At 145, it's Pierce's Andrew Tamala, the number one seed, the senior. Andrew yesterday picked up a Tech Fall win over Tommy Geist of Mille Lacs area, 15-0. That was a quarterfinal win. And then a 9-1 major decision over Logan Dobmeyer of Black Duck Castlake Bena in the semis. The opponent for Andrew will be sophomore Bryce Smith, the number two seed out of Nashua, Keewatin, Greenway. 17-14 record. He picked up a fall over Jake Hagestoon of Aiken in the quarters. And another pin over Matthew Warren of Ogilvy in the semis. So a couple of pins for Bryce Smith of Nashua, Keewatin, Greenway against Andrew Tamala in the 145 finals. Andrew is ranked in the state of Minnesota as well. Pioneers with six individuals ranked. Andrew is ranked number 9. 152. Jalen Jansen is the top seed, and he's in the finals. Jalen with a pair of falls yesterday. Gavin Johansson of Walker Hackensack Akeley Nevis, the first victim. That was a quarters. And then in the semis, it was Eric Thompson of Mille Lacs area getting pinned. The opponent is Ian Frenzel. Ian Frenzel of Black Duck Castlake Bena. He's ranked 8th. We just had a fall, so they're up to 170 in the mat in front of us. They are in the late first period in the match prior to Luke Gertz. So Jansen and Frenzel in the 152 finals. At 170, Pioneers have Logan Leese in the wrestle backs. We'll talk about Logan a little bit later, but we're talking about championship matches right now. At 182, Brett Kapsner ranked third at 170, but he's wrestling 182 here in the individuals. Brett had a first round bye as the number one seed, came back with a first period fall over Colby Hamblin of Walker Hackensack Akeley Nevis in the semis last night. Brett's opponent is the number two seed from Deer River, a senior with a record of 29-5, Jacob Schimmick of the Deer River Warriors. I don't see Schimmick listed in the top 10, but a pretty impressive record nonetheless. Record rankings don't mean a whole lot. Nice to look at, but it's on the mat where it's determined who's moving on and who's going home. That's where we're at today. You go to St. Paul or you go home and get ready for track or baseball season or golf. 195, Matt Kummet is the number one seed. He's in the finals. Matt received a first round bye. This is a pretty full bracket at 195. In the quarters, Matt with a second period fall over Nick LaFond of Walker. Then in the semis, another pin for Matt. That one over Nick Hedke of International Falls. I think Hedke is the only International Falls kid here that I saw in the brackets. I didn't see any other International Falls reps. The opponent will be a familiar one. Jonathan Schmidt of Black Duck Castlake Bena, the two seed. They met last weekend in Walker and come at 1-4-3. Close match there. So that's the final matchup here at 195, Kummet and Schmidt. Schmidt received a bye, then picked up a fall and a major. So that is it for the finalists, and then 220 and 285 are wrestle backs for Carson Hulls and Troy Fisher. Sebastian Warzeka has been eliminated, and Austin Redunds with a pin to move on to a third-place match. We've got about 35 seconds left in the second period in the match prior to Luke Gertz trying to deliver a birthday present to his dad, Darren, today. Happy birthday, Darren. They're up to 170, so a lot of quick pins on Matt 1, Matt 2. More of the distance wrestling as they go at it over there. So Luke Gertz will be on mat two, trying to come back and join Austin Redunds as he will get Aikens Mitchell Stevenson. I think Luke pinned Stevenson last weekend in the semifinals of the team, if I'm remembering correctly. That's just off the top of my head. So Luke Gertz on deck when we return to Castlake Bena High School on You Are There Sports.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!"
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country Q92 WYRQ.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, we're getting ready for a Luke Gertz 160-pounder. He's got Mitchell Stevenson of Aiken as his opponent. I can see Luke over in the entryway on the end of the bleachers getting ready to go. They're about 25 seconds away from his match. If he wins, he goes to a third-place matchup. On the other half of the wrestleback bracket there, Crosby Ironton's Gabe Riappi and Walker Hackensack Akeley Nevis's Kyle Schmidt. I believe Schmidt won that one already. All right, there's the end of that match at 152 across the way, and here comes Luke. Pulling up the shoulder straps, adjusting the headgear. I see the Pioneers have gone back to their more traditional headgear after all kinds of problems in Walker last year. They were trying out the new concussion headgear, and it came off about a half a dozen times, stopping and not allowing really any flow to the match. So Luke Gertz straps on the green ankle band, and Mitchell Stevenson of Aiken in red. And the two combatants shake hands, and we're wrestling at 160 pounds. A little bit of an early hookup. Now they tie up elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder, shot in by Luke, and he's going to get two, and he's got a good half on, and he's going to turn this. And Luke Gertz picking up some early points here on Mitchell Stevenson of Aiken. Gertz got the takedown, then near fall, and he's still working on a wing on the right arm. He's trying to pull that left hand free. Just 40 seconds into the match. Boy, he is really bouncing Stevenson. There come the three near fall. As now Stevenson bridges up and Luke changes tactics for a possible Turk series. And he drives him off the edge of the mat close to us here. So an early 5-0 lead for Luke Gertz at 160. And a quick stand-up by Stevenson, trying to peel hands. He does. He's out for an escape to make it 5-1. Now diving in on a shot again is Luke. Gertz with Stevenson sprawling his hips back. We'll have Logan Lease right away after Luke's match. And now Stevenson coming around. Luke's still in on a leg, and they go out of bounds. That was getting a little dicey there for Luke. He got caught out of position a little bit. Still 5-1 with 38 seconds left in the Gertz-Stevenson first period. Carson Hulls has just been announced on deck here, or in the hole, I believe, at 220. Final 25 here for Luke Gertz in the first period, and again, they dance out of bounds. Luke Gertz, Mitchell Stevenson, both in black singlets with red and white. 14 to go, a 5-1 lead in the first right now for Luke Gertz. And it looks like that's the way the period will end, as the two men will stay on their feet. And there it is. End of one. Gertz up 5-1 over Mitchell Stevenson of Aiken. Stevenson defers choice. Luke's going to choose down, and I bet he's thinking Granby right away out of this spot. And it's a good start, and he goes right into that leg. He's going to tilt back here on Stevenson. He's got the Granby right away hooked up. He's got the leg. Now he freed it up and switches and comes around. He's getting the corner, throws the hips over. Driving in on the hips goes Luke Gertz. He's trying to get out of the reversal here almost, as Stevenson trying to fight off this reversal. No reverse yet as Stevenson scoots back. Still coming forward is Luke. Minute and a half to go. Gertz improving his position. There's the reverse. 7-1 for Luke, and then they go out of bounds. Well, the clock is still running over there. They did not stop the clock, and about 20 seconds ran off as they went out of bounds over there. Hopefully that doesn't affect anything, but there's an escape now for Aikens Stevenson, 7-2, as they hook up again on their feet. 7-2 lead for Luke Gertz. A reversal here in this period to begin. He started down. 49 seconds left. Out of bounds once more. Luke shoots in. Can he finish on a single? Stevenson sprawling his hips. And again, they're close to out of bounds in front of the Aiken coaches over there with 39 seconds left. 7-2 lead for Luke Gertz. Gertz, a sophomore. Mitchell Stevenson, a senior. Here comes Luke, spinning. Gertz got a front headlock on, 25 to go. Still 7-2 for Luke. Referee waving off any points over there. 13 seconds left. Now the takedown. Gertz secures two. No. Excuse me, that's Stevenson. Stevenson got the two, and again, 7-4 now. So Stevenson puts a couple of points up late. And we'll go to the third, and Luke's holding on to a 7-4 lead. Luke will ride here to begin this period. Instructed to get on by the referee and gets the whistle, chops at the elbow, but he started early. And it's a caution on Aiken's Mitchell Stevenson, and the head coach for Aiken wants to ask why the caution was issued. Now we'll do it again. Sit out try by Stevenson. Rolled forward here by Luke. Gertz with a 7-4 lead, early third. Luke Gertz, with Stevenson in a sitting position, reaches back for Luke's head, turns into Luke. He's in on a single now, switching to a double, trying to dump Luke over and get a reverse here. That would tighten things up to a one-point match. Luke trying to fight this off. Again, Stevenson elevates Luke over his back. And Luke sinks back down. He's able to get back to the ground for the moment. Stalemate called. Fortunate for Luke that he fought that one off. He was in jeopardy there a couple of times as he gets instructions from head coach Mark Jensen. Russ Holland to his right on the folding chairs here at Cass Lake. Underway again, a minute 10 to go. 7-4 lead for Luke Gertz. Logan Lease is up next. 170-pound wrestleback semifinal. Stevenson sits. In deep on the waist is Luke. Stevenson tries to turn in, and he gets up to his feet, out for an escape, and now it's a two-pointer. 7-5. And now Stevenson becoming aggressive on his shot, in on a single. A takedown, and he ties this one up. We're down to 40 seconds. Luke had a big lead, and it's been Stevenson creeping back in, and they're out of bounds with 33 to go. Stevenson jogs back to the middle. Gertz follows him. They'll start on their feet. 30 to go. Gertz and Stevenson. Front headlock by Luke. Luke spinning. Luke almost two. Not yet, though. Stevenson able to counter with a spin of his own. And they're shoulder to shoulder on their knees. Time running off here for Stevenson. It's down to 12 seconds left. Stevenson needs a takedown to tie. Luke blocking everything that Stevenson's throwing at him here. 4 seconds left. Gertz is going to move on. Luke Gertz with a 7-5 victory in the WrestleBacks over Mitchell Stevenson of Aiken. So Luke Gertz will have a third place match at 160. Good match there. So up next, we'll have Logan Leese. He's coming to the score table. We'll have his match next.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
All right, Logan Leese match underway at 170 WrestleBack. His opponent, Nashua Keewatin Greenway's Jessica, Matt Jessica, sophomore. And they are underway, no points early. There's a throw by Leese right to his back. He's getting points. Leese climbs up the chest, throws a headlock on. Leese will try and end this early. Logan Leese sits down now on his opponent from Nashwauk. Leans back as Dennis Lenz down to take a look. Sagging back, senior Logan Leese elevates the arm of Jessica. Logan, tight headlock on. A minute to go. Try to finish this. Logan got pinned yesterday by Foster from Black Duck Cass Lake Bena, same kid that beat him in the team. Still with that headlock and just leaning back is 170-pound senior Logan Leese. And Jessica having to fight off a lot of energy. Logan still hasn't quite cranked it over, but he's been sitting there for a long time right on the chest of Jessica. Matt Jessica of Nashua Keewatin Greenway. There it is, a fall with 21 seconds to go. First period, a win for Logan Leese. And the Pioneers have another man moving on.
Just Mike.
A fall over Jessica. So now, the next one we have will be a 220 matchup. We'll have the 220 matchup, Carson Hulls against Crosby Ironton's Eli Leese. And then at heavyweight, Troy Fisher has a matchup in the WrestleBacks as well. Troy will take on Braden Willis of Mille Lacs area. We're getting close to those. Matter of fact, those are up next. Both WrestleBack rounds right now are now at 195. So 220-pounders are up next. That means Carson Hulls on deck. Both matches at 195 right now are in the first period. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We should be ready for Carson Hulls, ready to go against Eli Leese of Crosby Ironton.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for sacrifice bunts and sacrifice flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All right, we're underway. 220-pound wrestle back. It is Carson Hulls for the Pioneers and his opponent from Crosby, Ironton, Eli Leese. And they tie up and go out of bounds. No points yet. 13 seconds into the match. Like most guys at this weight, Carson undersized here. A very small 220-pounder. He lost in ultimate tiebreaker to Hunter Wilkowski in the semis yesterday, after beating Wilkowski to clinch the team title last weekend. Reaching for an ankle is Hulls. Can't quite get to it as Leese goes out of bounds. Leese ended up getting pinned in the first round yesterday. Came back, he got a bye, so he's 0-1 in the tournament. Troy Fisher, the last wrestle back of this round for the Pioneers. In this match, Carson has Clint Poster and Evan Waitala in his corner. Here's a takedown for Hulls, and he's on the board. 2-0. Came right at the minute mark. He's got a cross face in. Carson, referee signaling neutral. There's a cradle, and Carson will tighten this up. Carson Hulls looking for a fall. Referee counting. Good cradle here for Carson Hulls, the sophomore. Near side cradle for Hulls. Lease in the maroon and white of the Rangers. Hulls in the red of Piers. And now Lease able to scramble back to his belly. Does give up the 3 near fall. And it's now a 5-0 lead. Hulls still got a good half in, and he turns him to his back again. Hulls picking up more near fall. And the referee indicates that's the end of the period. And it's an 8-0 lead for Carson. Lease wants to go on his feet with Carson. A Piers CI matchup here. It'll be a Piers Mille Lacs area matchup at 285, Fisher and Willis. Shot in, deep double here, and a takedown right to his back by Carson. More back points, switches up front. Hulls will turn Lease. Just got to come a little bit further back. Here comes the lean back, and Carson Hulls getting close to a fall here. Carson Hulls, good headlock in here. Those aren't my joints creaking, that's my camera. Carson is about 5 feet away from me, and he's about to be a lot more because he's about to head over to the bleachers and take a seat with a fall as they slap the mat. Hulls with the pin. And it comes with 1:02 to go. Good work. Carson Hulls going to a third place match with a fall over Eli Lease. Crosby Ironton. And that will leave us with Big Troy Fisher, who walks by. Come on, Troy. And his opponent from Mille Lacs area, Braden Willis. Red ankle. Evan and Clint didn't even get off their chair. They just stay put. You got Abby Luckin, Jordan Jansen, and Hallie Gertz over there as well. The stat girls here that do such a great job. So back-to-back matches here for the Pioneers at Hulls and Fisher. An ultimate tiebreaker loss to the number 6 heavyweight yesterday for first-year wrestler Troy Fisher last night in the semis. Wish I would have seen that. I was doing girls basketball back home last night. But I heard all about it. Troy will look for that headlock throw here. Reaches up for the head of Willis in the black singlet with the yellow and gray stripes or lightning. I don't know if they're called lightning or certainly an interesting pattern. 1:08 to go. No points yet. Both Willis and Fisher have done a lot of pushing on each other. Now they hook up again. Troy tries to underhook him, pushing down on Willis's head. Trying to get Willis off balance here as he comes forward. Now he reaches in. He's getting Willis a little bit off balance. Little better control here as he's got that underhook on. Willis with Fisher spinning him. There's a stall called on Willis near the edge, and now Willis reaches up for the head, and they go out of bounds. On their feet, back to the middle again. Troy Fisher jockeying for control here with Braden Willis. 26 seconds remain. Opening period. Somebody's going to have a throw here. Willis trying to get in. There's a front headlock, and there's the first time they go down to the mat as Fisher will swing in behind and get the takedown. comes with about 15 seconds. Now Willis trying to sit back in, but holding on to control is Troy. Fisher, final seconds, and Fisher will lead 2-0 after 2 minutes of wrestling. So a late takedown for Troy Fisher has him on the board. And he's going to choose down here. Referee with some instructions for the two young men. Looks like the Nashwalk wrestler has one across the way. That would be Koski. Oh, and there's Troy up and out. He stumbles away, but it's an escape. 3-0 now for Fisher. And they're back on their feet to the near side of the mat, reaching for the heads again. Both men, Willis and Fisher, back to the middle of the mat here. The big bear logo in the middle of this mat. A takedown and an escape for Troy Fisher to build a 3-0 lead over Mille Lacs area Raider Braden Willis. He's a sophomore, came into the tournament 14-21. Minute 20 to go in the second. So the wrestle back round, this round is over with. This is the only match going. I'm not sure how much of a break they will have until the next session begins. As little slide by try by Fisher doesn't amount to much. Willis felt that coming. Under a minute to go. Now Willis tries the slide by. 3-0 lead for Troy Fisher. 47 seconds remain. Willis has been warned for stalling. Troy pushing into Willis. Willis answering with a step forward of his own. 35 to go. Little bit of a reach for Troy. Not a serious attempt to get low. Troy more of a headlock thrower than anything else. 22 seconds left. Fisher, he reached for the headlock there and couldn't find it. Came up with air. Towel tapper heads out. Under 10 seconds left. Fisher and Willis look like they're going to go to a third. And there it is. There's the whistle. 3-0. So Fisher worked an escape for the only point of that period. Willis has choice and chooses down. Now Troy gets on, goes after the left leg, breaks him down, goes in on the waist, picks the ankle, drives him forward. Now climbs up the back, and they go out of bounds. 8-second flurry of activity there. Willis back in the down position. Fisher climbs on. Troy, 11-5 in this his first year, and he didn't hit the mat until after January. Remember, Troy hurt his knee in the state football semifinals at U.S. Bank Stadium against St. Croix Lutheran, and he missed the first part of the season. So he didn't, not only is it his first year out, but he missed the first half of the year with an injury. And again, they go out of bounds. A minute 33 left. Some instructions from Clint Poster on the sideline. Troy follows it to the letter and breaks him right down. Troy working on the left hip side. He's got a minute 20 and a 3-0 lead. Looks like he wants to cradle him here. Fisher with a near side cradle working here. Tilts him. Here's the cradle into and back, and this could get awful tight for Troy Fisher, and Fisher finishes it with a minute 6. Troy Fisher with the fall to go to a third place match. Way to go, Troy, as the Pioneers heavyweight Troy Fisher moves on. A third period fall for Troy. So that ends this round of the WrestleBacks. Pioneers go 5-for-6 in that round. Pretty good outing here in the WrestleBack round. Still 13-14 alive. 8 finalists. 5 third-place matches and potential true seconds. We're getting an announcement here. All right. A 15-minute break. So we're going to start with fifth-place matches when we come back, which will be around 12:20 or so. So come back with us then as the Pioneers get 5 of 6 wins in this round. Sebastian Warzeka is out. He forfeited at 113. Austin Reduns wins by fall at 126. And at 160, a 7-5 victory for Luke Gertz. At 170, a fall win for Tim Leese. Go Lastrup. Logan Leese with a fall. And then Carson Hulls, a fall. And Troy Fisher, a fall. So 4 of the 5 WrestleBack winners were pins and a Luke Gertz 7-5 decision. So check back with us in about 15 minutes. We'll have the placing matches getting underway as we move through day 2 of the Section 7A Individual Wrestling Tournament here on You Are There Sports. The big matches to come to send guys to the individual state tournament in St. Paul. We start to assign spots on the podium very soon. We'll see you back here to Cass Lake Bena High in 15 minutes.